Duke Dance, Dal Erickson with you live in studio. Joining us now over the phone is Pace Vandenberg, and he'll be talking about the Star Valley Wrestling Club. Hey, Pace, how are you today?
Hey, good. Thanks. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Pace. Now, the first thing I want to do is educate us a little bit on what the Star Valley Wrestling Club is. Who's it for, and what is it, and how do people become involved?
Okay, yeah, the Star Valley Wrestling Club is associated with the USA Wrestling. It starts out as folk style, which is what we know as high school wrestling. But then there's also the freestyle and the Greco. And it's open for any age kids, and there's regional meets. There's, you know, Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah all have tournaments that go on quite regularly, you know, every weekend, and it just gives the kids a chance to get out and practice their skills and get some time on the mat.
Pace, and maybe just to clarify a little further, this is not the peewee wrestling that the kids do, you know, the little kids. This is more of a club. It's not just 3 or 4 days. It has its own season, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's not the once a week practice for the peewee. It's a little more intense than that. In years past, we've actually started as early as November. This year, we pushed it back a little bit to try to keep a little more interest in it. But yeah, it's a little bit more serious. Requires a little bit more dedication, and it's just a great opportunity for kids to improve their skills, get a little more time on the mat.
So, Pace, who is this for? What age groups and who is this for?
So this year we're gonna hope to get, you know, any kid, any school age kid that's interested. In years past, we've done 8-year-olds and up, but we're gonna try to do some kindergartner age and up if they're interested and if they have the attention span. And it actually entails, even goes up to high school age kid later in the season when they're done with the high school program. A lot of those kids will join our practice and compete in some tournaments and stuff around the area.
We're with Pace Vandenberg this morning talking about the Star Valley Wrestling Club during First Bank Sports Friday. So, Pace, of course, you are involved. Who else is involved? Who are these kids going to be coached by? And what's the practice schedule like?
So we do practices on Mondays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock, which takes place in the high school wrestling room right after the high school kids are done. And we're really fortunate to, for one, be able to use the high school room, and two, the high school coaches are involved with this, which is great. We got Casey Perry, Winston Patterson, Adam Guild, Eddie Clark, and then also we've got Hayden Heap, former Star Valley High wrestler, and then Warren Hicks is going to help out along with myself.
And so this is getting underway here pretty quickly on the 13th, as I understand it, correct, Pace?
Yeah, we're gonna open up the 13th at 6 o'clock for the registration, and we're encouraging the parents to come, and they have to bring their birth certificate or their child's birth certificate with them. And what this does is it takes about a week to get the USA wrestling card, and we're hoping to start practice on the 20th. The important thing about the USA wrestling card is that covers all the kids with health insurance, which is of course very important. So it's required that any kid that participates has a USA wrestling card.
Again, with Pace Vandenberg joining us this morning talking about the Star Valley Wrestling Club during First Bank Sports Friday. You know, Pace, when you talk about wrestling, I know that it's a big part of what you and your family do. You have sons on the wrestling team. Why is this important for you to be involved in this and volunteer your time and make a big effort? And you know, why is this a big deal for you to make happen, and what do you hope the kids get out of it?
Well, anybody involved with wrestling knows that it is a tough sport. There's high highs and low lows, which is like life. So getting these kids involved and on the mat, they'll win some, they'll lose some, but the important thing is they learn a lot. They learn a lot about themselves and life, and it'll help them progress not only as kids into young men, but then as they enter adulthood, they'll look back on wrestling and be able to accomplish things that are hard, but it'll be a little bit easier because they were wrestlers.
And Pace, we've seen that through this. This is one of the avenues that helps with it. The Star Valley Wrestling Club. It helps feed the high school and the middle school teams, and of course a lot of kids who have had success at those levels have also been part of the Star Valley Wrestling Club.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I've been involved for the last 9 years or so, and you can really start seeing, you know, some of these kids that have put the extra time in on the mat, you know, they're hitting the middle school ranks and the high school team, and you can just tell that they've just got more confidence, and they've just spent more time on the mat, which is what it takes. It just takes more time and more practice. So yeah, this wrestling club has really helped in gaining confidence in a lot of these kids and getting them, you know, more able to compete at a higher level.
Well, Pace, we appreciate your time. Maybe just remind us some of the logistics on this again for parents to get their kids involved. How do they register? Are there any fees? When do they need to start registering and getting on this? And what sort of time commitments involved?
Sure. Okay. So January 13th, we're going to meet in Coach Perry's room at the high school, which is room 105. We're meeting at 6 o'clock. You need to bring birth certificates for your wrestlers. And it does include a $100 fee. So what this fee covers is it gives you a USA card, which is by itself is like $50, which, like I said, you've got to have it. It covers you for insurance. You also get a t-shirt and shorts. And then we've got club singlets that we loan out the beginning of the season that have to be turned back in. I'd like to add that, you know, none of us coaches make any money off of it, so all the money that, you know, we generate stays in the club.
All right. That's...
I'll give you some phone numbers. My numbers, they're all 307. My number is 654-1102. If you got any questions, Coach Perry is 709-9389. And then our secretary, Amy King, is 884-6027.
And Pace, how long does the season run for? You mentioned practices Tuesday, Thursdays. Of course, the meets on the weekend. How long does this go?
So there are tournaments that go clear into May and June. You're not required to go that long. It's totally up to each individual kid as to how long you want to go. But yeah, this season can go clear into the summer if you want to travel and put the time in.
Pace Vanderberg with the Star Valley Wrestling Club. Thanks, Pace, for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention this morning?
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate you guys helping us out. Just want to, again, give a shout-out to all the coaches that participate. Our secretary, Amy King, and then Debbie Sines gives us a lot of help with emailing and such. And just appreciate you guys' time and helping us get the word out.
Again, 6 o'clock, January 13th. That's when the first meeting will be for the Star Valley Wrestling Club. That's Pace Vanderberg with us this morning on Swift 98, The Spur, and the SVI Radio Network.